Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. On top of the loss of human life and suffering sustained as a result of Hurricanes Harvey and Irma, the loss of significant numbers of bees will be a factor in that world in a way that could affect Kentucky. Dorothy Morgan, president of the Kentucky Queen Bee Breeders Association, says for beekeepers dealing with the storms, there wasn't a lot they could do, and their losses will be felt.
It will impact the bees nationwide. The breeders out of Florida, Georgia, Texas have got astronomical damage on their hives and stuff. You can't just go in and pick up 1,000 hives and move them. And we've had discussions with the Sustainable Network people that their concern is that there will not be queens available, and there may not be bees available for purchase in the spring from those areas.
She feels this could provide an opportunity for bee breeders here to step up to do what they can to meet demand for potential lost stock out of the South.
We're feeling that there's going to be a tremendous amount of pressure on Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois to produce stock for our local people, which normally purchase them from the South.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Kentucky Queen Bee Breeder Association President Dorothy Morgan says one bright spot on the beekeeping scene is progress at Purdue University developing queens with a newly discovered trait of biting and killing varroa mites, a major threat to hives in the last 10 years. Her group is establishing mite-biting hives in the state.
Well, we have mite biters in western Kentucky now. We have them in south central Kentucky, northern Kentucky, and eastern Kentucky. So we have people producing queens that are available to the public. A few of them this year because most breeders just got the stock in their hands, but they'll be available throughout Kentucky next spring.
A major two-day beekeeper workshop relevant to all of this is set for October 6 and 7 at Kentucky State University.
And it's designed to help the beekeeper manage and produce high-quality drones and queens to be used in colony growth. It's geared for everyone, and I think any level of beekeeper would find vital information to raise healthy bees.
She says on Facebook, go to Kentucky Queen Bee Breeders Association for registration details. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.